Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
If you're on the fence on as to whether or not you like Steve, he's about to push you right over the top.
What? I was just making a small point that the guy that owns the BMW in this story is right.
Okay, so here's the backstory. It's and it's illegal in the Bronx, but I think it's illegal everywhere. You have to be 5 feet back from a fire hydrant when you park.
Yes.
And you're also supposed to be 5 feet back from the driveway too, right?
Technically.
Anybody's driveway?
Technically.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it's 5 feet. Yeah, so they could back out. Like, yeah, so if you're trying to pull up and you can't give them, I think it's 5 feet on all that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy didn't give 5 feet. He parked literally next to a fire hydrant.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
In a BMW. It looked like one of the kind of nicer ones because you know it's a nicer one when the BMW logo has more than one color in it.
You're right.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Isn't that like the M?
I didn't
whatever?
Even know that they had multiple colors.
It's the M class.
It's the nicer.
Yeah.
And the front of it. Anyway, there was a fire across the street from where this man parked. Fire department shows up. They need to plug into that.
Absolutely.
So
what he did was wrong so far.
Yeah. So they smashed his driver's side window, smashed his passenger side window, fed the hose through his smashed up M-Class BMW,
yes,
plugged it in, and put the fire out.
Yes.
This man is saying, they messed up my car, and it's going to cost me a bag of money. They didn't have to do that.
Well, and you didn't have to park there.
You're so right. He did that on purpose. We're all picturing the elitist.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah.
any human, it's people who park in a handicap spot and like go, I'm just running in. And it's like, great. Run in from the back of the parking lot.
Thank you.
That is a special kind of karma. I mean, what are the odds that he parks there, probably like you said, to run in somewhere real quick, drop something off, and a fire just happens to start across the street? Like,
yeah.
I think this guy is a D-bag. I'm just guessing, but I'm pretty sure.
Question. If he was driving a Yugo or like a lesser vehicle, now we hate him a little bit less?
Nope, hate him the exact same amount.
Okay. Consistency.
I loathe like him. Yes. Well, I think his attitude is probably born of his entitlement. I don't think Yugo person would park there, to be totally honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a sense of entitlement with certain people. Certain people can have a lot of money, can afford nice things, and not believe it's their birthright. And certain people can't. And
the owner of this BMW
feels like, because then to immediately complain is,
but
like,
he's right though.
He's
the reason.
This is where you start to hate Steve.
The fire department explained that the reason why we had to smash the windows and we couldn't just, you know, feed the hose under the car or over the car is because some sort of water pressure.
Yes.
If that car wasn't parked there, they hooked that hose up to the hydrant. It's running along the ground. That's where it was going to be anyway if the car wasn't there. So what's this water pressure thing?
Hold on. I'm sensing something in Amber. You're not caving to this.
No, I...
Don't cave.
I'm caving a little bit. He's getting me a little bit.
He's not getting you.
Because just because you do one illegal thing doesn't mean they have a right to damage your property.
And do something illegal
right.
as well.
Yes, just it like, does give them the right
but
to
But like
do that.
When an ambulance or a fire truck is blazing through an intersection, they don't just run cars over. We are in the way. They See? Could, right?
Right.
No, they can't.
Exactly.
There's a limit.
And they did it on purpose because of what the guy was driving. I swear to God, if it was a Nissan, they never
they
would have done this.
Not have.
If it was like a 4x2 pickup truck,
no.
like
they went through his glove box, they went through his center console, they did it in his trunk.
Yes.
No one's going to tell me I'm right, but I'm right about this. Have you ever been near a fire hydrant that's plugged in? It's not like your stupid garden hose at home where the water pressure is coming out and the hose just stays there. The water is coming out so fast, not to put too fine a point on it, but it's like a 70-year-old man in a strip club that's Viagra'd up. It is coming out of there.
Yeah.
That hose is rigid, and that hose could not be rigid because it would hit the car. So it would be rigid and then point down or point up, causing a little kink. Anybody got a garden hose that's been kinked? Do you get the right amount of pressure? So that building has to burn to the ground because we're just going on it because we can't destroy this guy's Beamer. Screw that guy's Beamer. I'm glad they did it. I think they should have ripped the doors off.
I will say, I think, like you said, the pressure lifts the hose off the ground.
Uh-huh.
And if they would have gone over the car, it would have been too high up.
Yep.
So I think you're right. It too had to be up, almost like level,
yeah,
yes,
which is through the windows.
All I'm saying is that when they arrive, they have plenty of time to identify the German engine.
No,
oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness,
that separates us from the.
But I'll say this: if it was my truck, then I don't think they should smash it because I am compensating for some physical shortcomings. My truck is lifted,
they could go right under the oven.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.